What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Krupp Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit KruppMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle. Bish Bucks out sick. We've got Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports, joining us at 9. We can get in the analytics of this matchup against the Detroit Lions. Doesn't seem to be a ton of confidence going into this game, but should there be? Commanders, of course, are on this winning streak. Lions were the number one seed. We get that. They have this very potent offense. But Washington's offense is ranked pretty high. I mean, Detroit, number two in the NFL in yardage, 409.5 yards per game. Washington, seventh. It's not like they're that far behind. I'll say this about Detroit's offense. It's balanced. They're number two passing. They average 263 yards per game through the air. They're also the number six rushing team at 137 yards per game. They obviously score 33 points per game. Is that why people seem to be hesitant to have confidence going into this game?
Well, there's two things. One is their explosive offense, and two is just the fact that we watch teams march up and down the field against us, and there's not a lot of confidence in our defense. They've made plays, and they've gotten better from where they were at the beginning of the season, so they should be commended. I know they're trying. But I think on the whole, there's not a lot of confidence in defense, and especially when we thought sort of the final piece was added in Lattimore to really help things defensively, and it hasn't really worked out that way. So there's skepticism about our ability to stop people, and then combine that with their lethal offense, it makes you nervous.
And I think they have to be scared, too, that this Lions offense isn't even at full capability because David Montgomery's missed the last three or four games.
Although he will play.
He will play.
It's a full participant in practice.
So you add him into the mix, and I think what Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson have done there is really smart. Like, you don't want to overtax Jahmyr Gibbs by giving him 20, 25 touches per game. You give Montgomery, when he's healthy, 15-ish carries. You give Gibbs 10 to 12 carries, get him involved in the passing game. You keep those guys fresh for the playoff run. So now you add Montgomery back into the mix. It's just another piece that they can use on offense against, let's be honest, an improved but a defense that's still flawed here with Washington.
I'm willing to say this, though. So I think we are underdogs, deserve to be underdogs, but we absolutely can win. Just make a couple stops and, you know, control the ball. I mean, it's doable. We just did it last week. But it's going to be tough. If we do win, though, and I'm picking us, we're winning the whole thing.
Oh, you're saying if they beat the Lions, then they're winning the Super Bowl.
Then I'm calling it. We're winning
the
whole thing.
That's
if we win this, we're winning the whole thing.
That's a big one.
800-636-1067. We'll open up the phone lines, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Are you feeling confident in the Commanders? And if not, why aren't you feeling confident? This team is on a roll. Now, they've been winning close games. But give Jaden Daniels the ball on a last drive with the chance to win, you're looking pretty good. It's becoming a thing. You don't want to give him the ball back. I mean, right when they got the ball back after Tampa tied the game, I expected them to win the game. Like, I didn't think they were going to go three and out and punt to Tampa.
Jaden has been that good that if he gets the ball back with limited time on the clock, you have confidence that he's going to move the ball down the field and put this team in a position to win the game.
Was there any part of you that thought Tampa was going to stop them and force a punt there?
No.
And so with the offense, confident. I think that they have, we debated this the other day, I think they have a good chance to win. Do I think they're likely to win? No. I probably will pick the Lions, but I give them about a 45% chance to win the game. I don't think this is some runaway like the Lions are so much better.
Pick the boys.
Yeah, but I'm not as passionate about the Commanders as you are.
So you're not going
to
be upset?
I'd like them to win.
You want them to win for ratings bonuses?
And for Kelsey, who's a huge fan. Like, I mean, she was so fired up. She's in L.A.
It pleases you none. Like, you really have nothing for them. You're dead man.
Yeah, I don't really care.
That's amazing, man.
I mean, I grew up liking the Baltimore Colts. You know that.
He's holding tight to that Colts fandom.
The Colts, they're dead.
He doesn't care either.
I care. I definitely care more than you. I'm definitely more invested.
I don't know.
It's a lock. I'm more invested. I'm like, what? I'm.
You've never painted a room burgundy and gold, Cakes.
Okay, you did that because your kid wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never painted a room burgundy and gold. That's true. I've never slapped a Brian Rappo fathead up on the wall. This is true.
Why do you think you care more than him? I'm curious.
I just think I'm more invested in the Commanders than he is at this point.
I actually would agree with you.
I'm not on your level,
but because you can't articulate it.
I don't live or die with every play or every result, but I'm definitely more invested.
Does it bum you out when they lose? Even if it's just for half an hour?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry.
That doesn't
I don't believe
it. Doesn't ruin my day. It doesn't ruin
it depends
like the next
on the
day.
Loss. It depends on the loss and the game.
Haven't been a lot of L's lately.
Yeah.
Been a lot of dubs. A lot of wins.
JP can't claim painting the room for his daughter as making him invested. Yeah.
I didn't say I was invested.
Well, that was the point you brought up about how you were more invested than Cakes.
Because I know he's zero. He doesn't care. I know him.
He cares. It's not true. I see him celebrating on Twitter all day long.
I think he cares a little bit more than you.
Here's why. It's become a big bonding thing with my kids because they've watched this team suck for so many years.
Okay. That's what you said.
It's the same.
I know, but I think you get a kick out of tweaking people. I like tweaking people too. You get a kick out of tweaking people, and so when they lose, you don't mind pointing out the painful, whatever it is, painful truth, the painful stats. You don't mind. Listen, I got that DNA too. JP, I like to thumb my nose at people.
JP cares about his prediction record.
Is that what
not really?
Is?
Yes.
If I did, I would have went for the win in the last week, and instead I just picked the Commanders.
No, it's why you're picking the Lions. You're setting the whole Cakes.
What prediction record are you talking about? Cakes, we don't have a Lions prediction record.
You just said I'm probably going to take the Lions. I'm going to
because I bet what I believe.
I know. Cakes doesn't care about that. Cakes just cares about the Commanders winning. He doesn't care about his dumb prediction being right on the show.
I actually couldn't care less about anything.
Wouldn't even
enter
his mind.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't faze me one bit.
Yeah, but I think when we talk about games, Cakes is betting what he believes. I'm not doing something fake. You want me to do something fake? I pick who I believe is going to win.
Yeah, I know. I already know who's picking
Look,
who.
We don't need to litigate our level.
What prediction record are you even talking
fandom.
About?
He's talking about the one that you do weekly.
Yeah, your obsession with the weekly prediction.
How is he obsessed?
He's bitter because he fell behind and he started mocking it. So that's...
Well, I've mocked it
since
the first day.
If I cared about it, I would have gone for the win on the last week, which would have been to pick the opposite of what EB picked because he was one ahead of me. And I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows that?
You're the only one trying.
You guys are spitting a theory, which is false.
No. You love being right. That's the whole premise
everybody
of everything.
Who's the king
right.
backpatter here? It's not me. Those guys way more than me. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
I love being right.
When I hit something, I will pat my back.
Not much more in life pleases me more than being right.
Okay, you guys don't care.
And I've been right a lot.
You don't care about being wrong.
Who?
You and Cakes.
I'm willing to be wrong.
Sure.
I'm willing to be wrong.
You have to have an opinion.
I'm willing to be wrong. That's fine. I can take the L. But I
can live with being wrong.
When I hit.
But it is glorious being right.
Being
I'm
right
wrong
is so
all the time.
Glorious.
I brought up the fact that I thought Steve Spurrier was going to be silly here in Washington yesterday.
Yeah.
As we were talking about Deion Sanders
20 years ago.
I'm saying I brought it up yesterday.
I think JP can make fun of himself when he's wrong. I would maybe disagree with Drab. I've known him for 53 years.
He's the most defensive person on the planet.
It depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. He can be defensive, for sure.
So the only thing that would make you happy is if I pick the Commanders. I don't get that. So I'm supposed to go against what I believe?
You can pick whatever you want.
No, I'm talking to Drab and Valdez.
I don't care who you pick. If you
want to
pick the Commanders, go right ahead.
You're picking.
You'll root for who you think is whoever you predicted on the game.
That's not true. That's not true.
All right, who do you want to win?
I would want Washington to win, even if I picked Detroit.
Despite money.
Yeah, I want Washington to win. As you said, for the show, it's better if they win. For my daughter, who is a passionate fan, who I used to take to training camps, who I painted a room for, I want her to be happy.
Give me over this wall,
so then if
man.
You want that, then there should be some pain when it doesn't happen.
But I shouldn't pick the Detroit Lions. Like, they want me to pick the Commanders.
No.
Would make me more invested in it? Doesn't make sense.
I think predictions are stupid. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think predictions are hard.
It does not make sense.
But you do have a lean, and my lean is Lions. But I'm picking the Eagles. And I said, going into the playoffs, I'm picking the Skins. I'm picking them all heart. My heart's making every pick. I can't pick against them in the playoffs.
No.
That's against my I just can't.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
Especially because it's the Lions. Because you've made a career out of goofing on the
Lions. They're a good football team, but their history stinks.
I said they have a good chance.
It's true.
I think you said reasonable chance. Cake said decent chance. So none of us truly believe the Commanders are likely to win the game.
No, but that won't stop me from picking them, potentially. Of course, I won't guarantee a win. I can't do that. I've gotten fully out of that business.
All right, hold on. We had a bunch of people want to call in. Did they fall off amidst our trivial arguing amongst each other?
Oh, no, they were calling about the Eagles fan.
Oh, they still were? Yeah. What's the consensus behind the scenes for people calling in?
It's very split.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect sports talk radio topic. Yeah. Pick a side.
Listen, I'm
yelling at each other.
I'm 100% anti-cancel culture, 100% against it. I'm just not sure you could call someone live or whatever on social media, like unhinged, a C word, and not think that you're going to get repercussions from it.
There's going to be some blowback to that.
I believe in free speech. You say whatever you want, brother, but there could be repercussions for that. And that other guy's a weasel. And some guy's accusing me of being a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy, but if you call my wife a C word,
we're sleeping on the fact that despite Baltimore playing Buffalo, this is the buzziest of the divisional round matchups as far as get in price for tickets. The cheapest ticket right now to get into the Lions Commanders game is $515. You can get into the Bills game against the Ravens for $145. The Eagles game for $229, and the Texans game for $125. This is the hottest ticket in town. Well, in Motown, not in this town. In Motown, it's the hottest ticket in town. So, Tailgate Ted, I know you're making plans to head out there. You're going to be paying some big money for your tickets if you're heading to this game.
Will there be as big a contingent for this game as there was for the Tampa game?
I don't think so. I think you'll see a smattering of burgundy and gold in the stands. I think you're going to see a lot more blue. A lot more Lions blue. I don't think they're going to give up their tickets as easily as the Tampa fan base did. Because they're starved to see them actually win and advance to the NFC title game. Hopefully their plans get ruined by the Commanders. That would be fun.
800-636-1067. Should we be saying they're the Lions, we're red hot, Commanders can keep this winning streak going? Should there be a little more bravado and confidence from Washington fans? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
This has got to be a Drab t-shirt pick, this musical selection. No? It's Valdez.
It's a classic.
DJ Valdez.
It's a good one.
Well, this is classic Angry Drab from the early 2000s.
Limp Bizkit.
I didn't hear the song. Yeah, this is definitely this break stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, louder.
This is a top Drab t-shirts playlist. Backwards hat, Fred Durst.
Stands up.
Second Woodstock.
I think it holds up for me.
I like it. And I actually like them when they're performing now. Like, he's dressed up like as an old man. Yeah. You know, he's like
still doing that bit. Nookie, I know he did that months ago.
Nookie is a classic. Everybody knows that. I mean,
that's a great
send
song.
That right to the Rock
what
and Roll Hall of
song?
Fame.
I remember when it came out that you loved. He did like a rap song.
Who?
Fred Durst
like Limp Bizkit. I remember when we were at HFS distinctly.
I don't know.
Well, we asked him to play it all the time.
We interviewed him, and he asked us what his next single
should
be. Maybe
did it with like Method Man or something.
Can you play Nookie for Mike Marr? I just want to see if Mike Marr,
if it moves
he's probably
him.
Never heard
he
this
knows
before.
Old music, though.
Does he know?
He's an old soul, that Mike Marr.
You know
Marr.
Nookie? He doesn't know Nookie.
No, I've never heard that name in my life.
What?
Okay, it's but not maybe the band. It's the name of the song. Okay, so you tell. I want you to tell me if you think this is a hit or not. Hit or hurting?
That's a hit.
Yeah, right?
That's a hit.
Listen, wait till he gets to the hook. Here comes the hook. Here comes.
No, there's another.
It is? Another verse?
Yeah. I know this song, EB.
This is building up.
See, you got duped. You don't know Nookie as good as you thought you knew Nookie. Yeah.
Play it. He's got to hear the hook.
We'll get to it. Got to wait for it. Some all anticipation.
Right. Just do a Limp Bizkit Day. Play Rolling later.
You're trampling the hook, JP. Do you have any timing whatsoever?
Smashola.
Right?
Yeah, of
Smash.
Course it is.
Smashed.
I'm in on that song.
That, as you should be. You're only 25 years late. But it's okay.
That's a smash.
You're a youngin'.
That you want to talk about hold? That holds up.
Holds up.
That beat holds up.
It's going to hold up better than the Jell-O hit that everybody's claiming they
play
love.
The Jell-O. Just play the hook.
No,
only the hook.
To me,
it's, I got to get it on the machine. I'm requesting it on the machine.
You know what? Get your own machine. You can play it whenever you want.
It's way better than Uptown Funk. Limp Bizkit. Way better than Bruno Mars.
If it gets on this machine, it's going to get no play. Because I'll request it,
and I'll force you to play.
It's going
to
fall on a deaf ringing ear.
He has hostility for the balls.
Just the hook. We got to isolate the hook.
Oh, it's so bad.
I don't even know what the hook is. What's the hook?
I don't know.
It's just
twerking or whatever he's saying.
That's my point.
Yes,
exactly.
That's it.
Whatever it is. The catchy part.
Ugh. This is my fault. I brought this up.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa. Oh, don't type.
No idea what he's saying.
Go. And I heard that she wanna show. Whoa, me who should be. I'm kinda.
I brought this upon myself.
You.
I apologize. Audience,
I need that on the machine.
Audience, I might swerve.
I'd be swerving in that corner, whoa.
I might swerve, bend that corner. Whoa.
All right, what's
bitch,
he saying?
Bitch, hold on tight because I tweak in this bitch.
Mike
starting
Marm.
Letting S go.
All right, what's he saying? Mike.
Swerve, bend that corner, whoa.
Yeah.
Not too familiar with what that could mean, but it's catchy. I know that.
You're so white. You're the whitest.
Seawood said he heard us talking about it. He never sent me a tweet saying what it means.
He didn't decipher it for
Swerve,
you.
Bend that corner, whoa.
Oh, maybe swerve around the building, bend the corner, let some shots off.
You're taking it pretty literally. It's a pretty white characterization of that.
Yeah.
You might be right. You might be right.
Might be. I don't know.
All right.
This is what American songwriter says. The song is a classic trash talker. He boasts about having money, the ability to go wild, and the ability to keep himself together despite it all.
Oh, okay.
He's unbothered by drama and will persevere through whatever comes his way.
Is that like an AI thing that interprets
songs? Know. Maybe. I don't know.
Is that like an AI
thing? It's a website, American Songwriter.
Okay. All right. I like it. This song has real meaning. It's a deep song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds so deep.
Yeah.
All right. After I say swerve, bend that corner, how do I pull it all together? Mm. Oh, I get it. Whoa.
Dude, you have to admit it's catchy. Even if it's.
I do admit. I'm not saying it's not catchy.
That's right, the latest.
That's all you have to
we're
admit.
Breaking down this. We're breaking down Tweaker like it's Bob Dylan.
According to Urban Dictionary, to get your swerve on means to do something well in your own unique way.
It's the latest sign that society is decaying.
It can also refer to getting intoxicated.
Ah.
We're on a 5-day streak of playing, putting that Jell-O on.
Yeah,
all right, it's the hottest song out there.
I blame myself.
He's got new ones out there.
He does? Are they any good?
I don't know. The Bulls have them. They're playing them like in their warm-ups
the
and in their locker room. No, they do. They got new Jell-O.
Lonzo's just making a play.
Yeah. They're leaking them to Lonzo.
Right.
Well, back to Limp Bizkit. To me, those Limp Bizkit songs are far better than Uptown Funk, which was number 2 Billboard.
I'm not going to argue
Nookie
with you on that.
Better. Uptown Funk, though, also probably catchier. Although Nookie's pretty catchy, too.
I'll
I
tell
did
you
it
this,
all for the Nookie.
If Limp Bizkit played the Super Bowl halftime, these eyeballs would be riveted. Riveted to the screen.
All right,
break Stuff's a banger, EB.
I like Nookie better, but Break Stuff's okay. All right, let's get back to these calls. A bunch of people want to call in about the game. Let's go to Ali, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yep. Long time Redskins fan since 1988, first came to the U.S.
Great.
Love them, and I've been loyal all through. And, you know, just to look at this game, you know, if you look at Lions' record, they lost to the Bucks, and they scored some like 50-plus points, but on Titans, Jaguars, if you look at the schedule and the way they won, I mean, they're not as scary as everyone is making them to be. And
did you watch the Vikings game most recently?
Well, I agree that they crushed them, but then look what happened to the Vikings. I think they're on a down trend.
That's
I mean,
fair.
They lost to the Rams. Their coach, you know what I mean? He's a softy, man. I mean, he's a bright guy, but he's a soft. But in the playoffs, you need Dan Campbell and Dan Quinn type personalities. And we have the quarterback, man. He's a combination of Joe Montana and Lamar Jackson. That's my opinion. Based on a lot of experience.
Pretty good combo. That's a good best case.
That's a crazy combo, man, but that's who he is, man. Joe Montana, I remember, man, you would always win in the fourth quarter at the end. And this kid is the same, but then he can also move like Lamar. So I'll take our chances. I believe in them. I believed in them through the horrible years, so I'm not giving up on
them. Are
you
with me, Ali, that if they win this, we're going all the way?
Yeah, but the AFC's got some crazy teams right now, so I don't know about that, man. But
if we win this, it just means we're on a run, touched by God.
Team of destiny. That sort of talk.
If we win this
start.
One,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think you'll need one experience of a loss, probably in the Super Bowl or division, like NFC Championship, to get that experience. You need to win 2-3 in a row. But I have hope on this game, though. So.
All right. Thank you. Ali, you don't happen to know what get your swerve on the twerking whatever around the corner.
And one more thing. Yeah, I was at the HF Festival in 1999. I was younger back then. So
yeah.
This kid was, good, man. He was good.
Look at this guy. He was way back with Fred Durst.
Nice.
Yeah, way back, man.
Very good.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hi, guys. All right, thank you.
He sounds confident, but he's also admitted that he's been confident for 20 years.
Yeah.
He's watched a lot of bad Washington football during that time span.
Go to Andre.
He's finally getting paid off now.
Manassas, Andre.
Hey, gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Listen, I think I'm going to subscribe to your theory, EB, the do theory. You know, I know I've been an advocate of the defense this entire time. I know they haven't really performed the best, but at the end of the day, I don't think they're as bad as, you know, people make them sound, particularly our fan base. I think they're like a top 15 defense, and I do think this is going to be the first game where they're hitting all cylinders in terms of everybody's on the team. You have Allen's back. You have, I know everybody's, you know, knocking up Lattimore, but I think at the end of the day, if you're a cornerback, your hamstring, you're probably going to play tentative, particularly if you miss, so many games. So I do think, you know, he has another game under his belt. I think the best is yet to come, you know, and I do think, can we win the game? We can win. Obviously, we're 8-point underdogs. It's for a reason, but I do think if we do win this game, it's going to be because the defense actually stepped up and did what they needed to do.
All right, thank you,
I think
Andre.
The defense will be part of it. If they win, I think it's because Jaden Daniels has a monster.
By the way, that
like
line,
he did against the Eagles.
Oh, they can't win with him having a bad game.
The line on the game
is literally impossible.
Moved to 9.5 points.
So
I think
it's going
it opened
higher.
At 8 or 8.5. It's swinging in the Lions' direction at this point.
Good. Let it go. Just let it go as high as it can. It's fine. Just breathe in that disrespect. Just, you know what? Inhale it.
Mm-hmm. Let it fuel
that.
You.
Yeah. Let's go to Buddy in Ashburn. Buddy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Yo. What's up, Junks?
Hey, Buddy.
Hey.
Long time Skins fan. One, they got to continue to understand that they're playing with house money and play loose and fast like they've been playing for the last 18 weeks. But if you roll the tape, man, they got to protect that A-gap. That O-line got to stop getting beat in that guard, center guard area. Because if you look at it, whenever they get into trouble, it's through that freaking A-gap all day. And then all of a sudden, you know, Daniel's running to his left or his right, and that's when he's making his big plays. But if he could sit in that pocket, because he's a pocket passer first, then he's running. If they can protect that A-gap and that O-line does their job and play nasty, I'm here to tell you, they'll smack them Lions in the face and make them little tiger cubs.
All right, thank you, buddy. Although I do think that Brandon Coleman had his worst game that I can remember. That, you know, I thought Brandon Coleman struggled, and he was playing left tackle. I thought he really struggled last week. Let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Marcus.
First of all, I don't really like the energy of the callers. Everything's really mild, monotone. No, no, no. There's excitement in this game. I'll put my guys up against anybody at this point. I'm normally an X's and O's guy, but I feel like at this point, all of that goes out the window. It's all about heart. I think this team has a chance to win for two reasons, right? Our defense is going to defense, right? And it's been like that all week. They're just consistently inconsistent at this point. But this game is probably going to come down to 2 to 3 good defensive plays, and I really feel like that we're good for that. And the second reason is I'll put 5 up against anybody, and it doesn't matter. I don't care who the defense is. I'll put 5 up against anybody. As long as our defense is good for at least 2 to 3 good stops, I think that's the game changer in this. And I'm with you. We win this game, we're going all the way. I mean, people already hate me as it is because of this energy. But I'm telling you, if we win this game, I'm going to have to go on witness protection because I'm going to be saying some things out of my mouth that's going to get crazy.
Hey, Marcus, do you ever swerve, bend that corner?
I'm glad you asked. I always swerve and bend that corner.
All right, what does it mean? What does it mean?
My translation, so swerving, so the first part swerving, I'm guessing he's driving really, really fast.
Right.
And he's about to bend this corner that's coming up fairly quickly. And as soon as he bends it, you know, you're screaming out, whoa, whoa. So it's a very catchy song.
That's kind of a literal interpretation.
That's very Mike Marr.
That's what I was about to say. It's more literal. Like, I know you guys were trying to do a deep dive. It's a lot more literal than you guys think it is.
Right. Okay. All right. Do you admit that it's catchy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know any words to the song.
Neither do I.
No. Thankfully, I don't either.
The hook is catchy.
The hook is catchy. All right. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Dickie in Arlington. Dickie. Lurch's old bookie. Dickie.
He's resurfacing after all these years.
I think he's come back to life because I think he passed.
Oh.
Hey, Dickie.
How we doing, boys? I'm confident, man. I think if you got the better quarterback, you always got a chance. I'm actually driving up to Detroit. I'm that confident. I think that if the defense can get 2 or 3 stops, it's a very winnable ball game. It's going to come down to that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to control the clock like we did against Tampa. And again, I'll take Jaden Daniels against Jared Goff all day, 7 days a week.
I'm with you. I agree with everything. That's what I've said all week.
Have you already bought a ticket to the game?
I did.
Pricey. How much you pay?
Pricey. It was up there, but I took off work and I'm 26 years old. I don't know what I'm going to see this again. I've never seen it.
So who are you going with?
Sunday night. I respect that energy.
Who are you going with?
Me and my girlfriend.
Okay, nice.
She's been there the whole way. I was crying on Sunday.
You gonna
bring
a camera?
Yeah, we're gonna do it if someone calls your girlfriend a C word.
Yeah.
Good question.
Oh, I don't know. I can't fight, so I'm hoping the Midwestern people are nicer than them Philly trash bags.
You're probably right on that.
Hey.
Yep. All right, Dickie's going out there, 26 years old. Man, what do you think? The parents probably named him Richard, right? There's no chance the parents named him Dickie.
Zero chance.
They probably named
Dickie
him Rich.
On his birth certificate.
Probably named Richard.
Right.
And his buddies call him Dickie.
Probably, yeah.
All right, let's
not the greatest nickname.
Let's go to I want to tell you this story, but I can't say it on the air. So I guess I'll tell you during the break. I've told you before. 866.
Your dad's classmate. I know exactly what you're thinking.
I know, but his name was...
What was his first name?
His first name was Dick.
Right.
And his last name was something else.
That had to describe.
But when they said the names backwards,
right.
It was blank.
All of a sudden, the first name became Harry.
Look at Reggie.
Right. So when they went through, attendance, and they went like Bickle Eric.
We know each other so on. Immediately, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, I hear you.
They said, you know, yeah.
Right. And the whole class would chuckle.
Definitely my dad chuckled.
They would definitely erupt in laughter, as they should.
800-636-1067 is the number. Hey, Louis Riddick is going to join the show at 9 o'clock.
Ooh.
He is a JD5 lover. So we will talk to Louis Riddick about what he thinks the chances are for Washington to pull off the upset in Detroit. And then Sean Seidel will join us coming up at 9:25, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. We'll get kind of the analytics view there. So Louis Riddick joins us at 9 o'clock.
Cakes, you were over at our house for New Year's, and we had the big Christmas tree. We got another tree. And I finally got everything put away except for the big Christmas tree. And I don't know if this is trifling. I noticed a couple other houses, because it's an effort to get the wreaths down from the second floor. Is it terrible? It's January 15th to still have the wreaths up.
That's fine. You're gonna get to it eventually. I mean, what do you really care?
I think my wife put them up. I don't really know how to work our windows to like get them, so you'd have to do the old ladder to pull those guys down.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a big fan of that.
Climbing it's just been too cold in the snow.
Yeah, you just wait till the snow melts. Just wait a few days.
This snow has been around forever. Get rid of it already. I'm stunned. It's still
lingering. Well, it's going to be like in the high 20s today with wind chills. Like,
I thought 33.
Like 8 degrees.
I thought 33. It's going to be sunny. And again, I maintain when it's sunny, it doesn't have to be below 32. I mean, it doesn't have to be above 32.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it'll still melt.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm just bitter.
That's why I have parts of my house have snow melted, because it, you know, the yard gets sun, and then others, parts of the yard in shade all the time.
And my backyard gets no sun.
Yeah.
No sun. I got, I got 6 inches. You know, I think that's about what we got in certain spots. 5-6 inches.
Then we got more snow on Saturday. On top of the original snowfall.
I got the icicles. I got all kinds of icicles dealing with that.
I don't think I have any icicles. But I had some close, but none of the big daggers.
Oh, I had some big ones.
None of those that could kill you.
I don't know if you were here. You might have been taking a dump or something yesterday.
I haven't taken a dump since my fast.
An ice sheet. That's impressive. I had to slam with the shovel these ice sheets. And I still have a couple little blocks of ice, but you can get around it. I mean, definitely was not safe to walk through the garage.
Can you imagine owning a car wash on the first nice day after all this snow?
I know, I avoided it.
The first 45-degree day. Oh, they're just be making bank.
My X5 or whatever is so dirty. And then the windshield's got all the scrapes that I put in it. And honestly,
human error.
It's all, and I don't know about you guys. I can't keep rims nice. I've said it before. I am the rim destroyer. I scrape my rims because I always like to be tight in my parking.
Where are you doing all this curb parking?
My house.
Oh, your house.
You can't park on your street because your street's a friggin' Daytona 500.
If I parked on my street, my car would be demolished into a billion pieces.
Like when we have all my kids at home, like over Christmas, we got 4 cars.
Mm, it's a lot.
You know, even if 3, I don't like to block each other in because it's a pain in the ass. So we'll park one on the street and I will curb stomp it, you know, like once every few months.
Yeah.
And it destroys your rims.
I got to get a car back inside my garage. We had the car inside the garage for a while, and then I brought that net home.
Okay.
Somebody got a golf net for Valdez. He didn't have space for it. It sat here for like 6 months.
You haven't thrown that thing away? You throw everything away.
It's huge. I don't even know how. I guess I would have to take it apart.
Why don't you bring it here, give it to me, because I could use it.
Just take it apart and take it to the dump.
I use it as like a backup net.
Yeah.
You know how good it feels to take stuff to the dump and throw it into the void and never see it again? You're like, oh, I feel liberated. I feel so silly.
I agree with you. I do
it all
the time.
It feels so good. It feels great, actually.
I'm thinking about selling my Junkies jersey if anybody wants to buy it.
From the Divas game?
Yeah.
How much you think
selling it for?
I don't know. Make me an offer on Twitter.
P1s are going crazy right now. They're
make me
bumping.
An offer.
I gave mine away at my first book party.
That's a horrible financial decision by you.
I got to give it away to a
game worn.
I'll sign it.
Yep.
And then
you have a certificate of authenticity.
You'll video me signing it.
Yep.
And then I have the white one. which I'll sell for
don't
a little
less. Don't you find
less.
That embarrassing? What? That you're going to sell?
I do find it embarrassing.
Gear.
But I think
like,
I can
are you
get good
that
money.
Down in the dumps financially that you need to hawk just, your jersey?
I'm a little, it's, here's the thing.
You're cash strapped?
I'm a little cash strapped and I like to buy stuff and I don't like to hear grief from my wife.
So you want like, to rationalize.
What, so what are you trying to, what are you trying to buy by
I'm
selling?
I'm always buying stuff. I just
Is it all golf
stuff.
Aids?
A lot of stuff. I just bought a new golf bag from Australia. Being delivered.
I've got a new golf bag for EB from down under.
Do you ever get rid of the old stuff?
You stick the clubs in upside
down. You
have
to be like me, like one in, one out, but when you get the new golf bag, what do you do with the other ones?
I bought three silly items yesterday, three Peter Millar things. I mean,
hey, you are a spender.
It gives me joy. Mm-hmm. It gives me joy. What do you want me to do? Makes me happy. It's like these depressing days. We're stuck in a house. I mean.
You should do?
Yeah.
You should get on Cameo. That would fund your golf spending habit.
It's a good point.
That is almost more embarrassing.
You're selling a Divas jersey from 20 years ago. I can't I think of anything more embarrassing.
But I think I could get a G for it.
You could get a G. You get a G from Cameo from doing six cameos probably.
Do you have any bobbleheads?
No one's going to want my cameo.
EB, do you have any bobbleheads? Because Carl came out to my Verizon appearance.
Yeah.
He's a big bobblehead guy.
He's desperate.
He knows, like, no. I think he has all of ours.
Okay, gotcha.
But he knows which ones are easy to get and tough to get.
Mine were easy, apparently. Nobody wants mine. I would think mine would be top seller, but honestly, he told me it was butt low. You got mine for nothing. So,
don't people want to buy the whole foursome? Are they buying piecemeal junk?
Some people that hate me, they sell me.
Or maybe they have an incomplete set, like they lost one.
Right.
Or I don't know.
A lot of people like their
heads
break.
Actually, I feel like when we did that was for our 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the first appearance at Tyson's, I think we only gave away two. Like we didn't give away, did we give away all four at once? So I think you had separate appearances where it was like, this is the appearance we're giving away cakes and EB.
They were shocking turnouts. Like when I saw the
when I saw
the people in line, like I think of the first one was inside like a restaurant in a mall.
It's more of a testament to how crazy people are for bobbleheads.
Yeah, I'm not saying we're wildly popular, but
people are insane for
love to collect bobbleheads. Like over the last 25 or 30 years, it's a huge thing.
I should sell my daughter's bobblehead.
But like when we were there to give them away, I saw the crowd milling around.
Would she know they're missing?
I saw the crowd milling outside. I was like, this can't possibly be just. Right. This bobblehead giveaway, and then I realized it was for the bobblehead giveaway.
That was Tyson's. It was like wrapped around like the ice rink and everything.
I'm talking about the first one. The first one was like at the bottom level of the mall.
Was that Tyson's. A mall?
Right. But I'm talking. I think you're thinking of the one that was outside.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones inside.
No, I know. That thing was wrapped around too.
It was. I couldn't believe it. I still have a hard time believing it.
Make me an offer. I'll also sell my other
800-636-1067. What's the highest bid you would put in for EB's game worn authentic Divas jersey?
I know it's bad business.
Are you just getting jealous of Jason? Because Jason legitimately, he hawks everything on Facebook Marketplace. What did he admit?
My reserve.
What did Jason admit to selling recently?
A Manscaped.
Yeah, so a listener gives us a gift.
Well, he puts stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
And he puts it, boom.
I'd
immediately.
Be to put stuff on
that
Facebook.
I think that is embarrassing. It's like.
That's the only reason why I haven't done it.
You know what it is? It's a virtual yard sale. And yard sales are embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. But I do want to
Unless you're raising money like for charity, yard sales are embarrassing.
But remember, he's had yard sales.
I know. I'm saying it's embarrassing.
He has no shame. Jason has zero. I've never seen a guy with less
Like if you have a bunch
shame.
Of stuff that you don't want, just bag it up and give it to Goodwill. Don't open up your driveway to a bunch of randos to come and pick through all of your garbage.
You know, you want to know the latest thing I sold on eBay?
I'd like
from
to hear
the show.
Mm. Yeah,
Surfside ugly sweater, $30.
You got 30 for that?
Got 30.
I've worn that twice.
Mine was new in packaging.
In the packaging, solid.
People loved it, huh?
Oh my god, yeah.
You probably
I should have did a bid. I just took the first thing that came to me.
Oh.
How often do you hustle?
All the time. It's my supplemental income.
What are the last three things before the Surfside ugly sweater that you sold?
I
gotta think about what Jim Van Stones brought in.
Yeah.
I would never hawk tickets like that. But
no, not tickets.
Maybe like get like
maybe the Wizard like City Edition hoodie.
We never got one.
Ah, okay, got it.
A golf shaft. Okay. And then
where'd you get the golf shaft from? It was just an older shaft.
Did you get
good money for it?
Yeah, I got like $200.
You're kidding.
No.
He's savvy. He's savvy on those internet streets.
Bobbleheads are the number one seller. Whenever we get promotional bobbleheads.
Wait, what can you get for a bobblehead?
Well, it depends on the player.
Average bobblehead.
Yeah, like $20.
$25.
Easily.
And then you make them
easily.
Pay shipping.
Next thing you know, those three guys are going to be gone. EB's going to hawk them tomorrow.
No. They have to be new in box.
And then you make them pay shipping?
Or I do a local meetup.
See you, Kyle Kuzma.
You're lucky you didn't.
This is the most random bobblehead we have right now.
What is that one?
This is mine. This has to be because doesn't Jason know? Is it Greg Garcia, the guy who developed My Name is Earl?
Yes.
This is My Name is Earl bobblehead. Just hanging out with Ovi.
But
and,
who is
and
it?
Gil.
That's one of the characters on
this
My
Earl.
Name is
Earl. This is Earl from My Name is Earl.
Is that Jason Lee? Was that the guy?
Jason Lee. That's a good pull by you. Yes,
yeah,
that's him.
I don't know anything about that dude, but somehow I know that.
Somehow this lives in our studio.
I've never seen that before.
Well, you're just not paying
attention. How long has it been here a
long
time?
It's been here for months.
The Kuz one is actually a great bobblehead.
It's very good.
I mean, I think he looks like an idiot, but it's an iconic thing. That's a great bobblehead.
And the arms move, too.
Look.
Solid. Look at that.
That's one of the best bobbles.
I'm Kyle Kuzma. I'm going to come in and collect my $30 million and put up 7 wins this season.
All right. Got to take a break. Lewis Riddick's going to join us next as we talk Commanders playoff game against the Detroit Lions. Lewis Riddick from ESPN next here on the Junkies.